Welcome to McMurray College, originally named the Illinois Conference Female Academy. The house before you, now the President's House, is where James Jaques, the first president of the college, and his family lived. James Jaques was another of Abraham Lincoln's Jacksonville associates. If you're thinking college presidents are mild-mannered scholars, spending their time buried in books, then think again. This college president was a secret personal agent for Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War and even helped sabotage bombs built in the South during the conflict. Let's listen in on a conversation that might have occurred in front of the house during the college's 50th anniversary back in 1897.
Sophie! Sophie, is that you?
Minnie?
Oh, Sophie! How wonderful to see you! I wondered if you'd be here for our college reunion. How long has it been? 40 years? I can hardly believe it. By the way, you look great.
Oh, thanks. You too. I've been walking around the neighborhood, just taking it all in. So many changes in the past 40 years. Isn't this the house where President Jaques lived with his family?
Haven't you heard? We should call him Colonel Jaques now.
Heard what?
He's a colonel. He had his own regiment, the 73rd Illinois, during the Civil War. And he carried out special missions for President Lincoln. Who'd have known at the time that our campus president would work for the President of the United States?
Jaques worked for Lincoln?
Yes, he was one of Lincoln's private agents during the war, which in my opinion is just a polite word for spy. He went on several peace missions, even in the South, and would bring back information to help end the war. He reported directly to Lincoln.
Imagine that. Jaques was a spy for President Lincoln. Private agent.
Also, during the war, he met up in the South with a bomb maker who was commissioned to help destroy Northern cities and ships. Well, the bomb maker was sympathetic to the North. So together, they devised bombs that would blow up with lots of noise and flash, but would then immediately extinguish themselves. A Southern spy tried them in New York City, but they didn't work. Boom!
Ah!
Lots of noise and flash, but nothing behind it.
Sounds like someone I know. Who would have thought our college president was involved in such a intrigue?
Oh, hear that? It's time for us to head over to Main Hall for our reunion lunch. If Jaques is there, we can ask him all about it. Boom!
Ah! You always were such a joker.
Boom!
I said stop it. I'm hungry.
Boom!
A. Lincoln here. When James Jaques and I first met in Petersburg, Illinois, he was a Methodist preacher and I was a country lawyer. Who would have guessed that I would become president of the United States and he would become president of a college, and later my private agent during our nation's most trying time? Jaques was a political ally, as well as one of the many people who did important work during the Civil War. He made several trips, sometimes venturing behind enemy lines in the South, to establish relationships and bring back vital information. And as you heard, he even used his chemistry background to sabotage bombs destined for destruction in the North. Minister, scholar, leader, ally, and so much more, James Jaques lived the kind of life of which legends are made.
This recording is part of the audio series Voices of Jacksonville. For more information and other site locations, contact the Jacksonville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau at 217-243-5678 or on the web at www.lincolninjacksonville.com.